USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'm not happy about it. It's not doing the trick.
President Trump at the White House during a cabinet meeting talking about the bipartisan deal that was struck to avert a partial government shutdown. Republican Senator from Alabama Richard Shelby agrees the deal is not perfect.
This is a down payment on where the president wants to go and where we want to go with him. That is to secure the borders.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is promising he will bring the Green New Deal to the floor for a vote.
We'll give everybody an opportunity to go on record and see how they feel about the Green New Deal.
The deal was introduced by Massachusetts Democratic Senator Edward Markey and New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Joaquin Guzman, the man known as El Chapo, was found guilty on 10 counts of drug conspiracy and money laundering. This is USA Radio News.
Imagine waking up tomorrow and being 20 pounds lighter. What would that do for you? How much better would you feel? Now, we all know that overnight weight loss is not realistic or safe, but if you're taking Calitrin, it can be that easy. Take Calitrin once a day and you can lose weight and feel better. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Brenda from Ohio. Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went to a size 42 and never felt better in my life.
Hello, my name is Joyce and I am from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while and I've lost 61 pounds. I've gone from a size 24 to a size 16. It makes my sister-in-laws jealous. It really works.
When you give Calitrin 90 days to work, it has a huge 86% success rate. If you want weight loss with real lasting results, visit TopLoss.com for more information or call 833-TOP-LOSS. That's 833-TOP-LOSS or TopLoss.com.
President Trump may not be the most pleased with the deal that was reached by the Democrats and Republicans, but Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, he seems all right with it.
It provides new funds for miles of new border barriers, so Congress can complete a funding process for all the outstanding parts of the federal government with predictability and with certainty.
President Trump was joined by sheriffs from border communities in Texas, New Mexico, and Arizona to discuss border security and what needs to be done along our border between the United States and Mexico. Yuma County Sheriff Leon Wilmot tells Fox News all the things that they have to deal with down there on the border.
We on the local level have to deal with the rapes, the robberies, the homicides, the smuggling of narcotics, as well as human smuggling. And it was basically decimating law enforcement as far as our budgets go, because we have to handle all those ancillary cases that come across. That's not handled by our federal partners.
Gotcha.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Congressman Lee Zeldin, a Jewish Republican from New York, says he isn't buying Representative Ilhan Omar's apology for her comments, who many thought were anti-Semitic. Omar, a Democrat from Minnesota, tweeted Monday that she apologizes for her latest comments and anyone who may have been offended by them. Congressman Zeldin joins Fox News and says there's a little bit of hypocrisy going on here.
Yeah, just last month you had House Democrats tripping all over each other, running to the floor of the House of Representatives to condemn white supremacy in a resolution that named Congressman Steve King. He apologized. He was still thrown off of his committee assignments. Now we have those same members, many of them tripping all over each other, running away from the House floor so they don't have to condemn anti-Semitism. And they are accepting an apology via Twitter that unfortunately is not the end of it. This also isn't the first time. The apology itself states that it's an unequivocal apology, but it's filled with equivocation.
Much of the country dealing with snow, sleet, and freezing rain. Now, that snow did all start out on the West Coast in Seattle, and Seattle resident Pat Andrews says they're not used to all this snow out in that part of the country.
Seattle is a very temperate place. You know, we get rain all winter, but you know, if we get an inch of snow, it really messes with things. Lots of hills. It's just not something we're used to out here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.